This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail, as his client's next appearance is set for June the 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed and await court dates. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. The Justice in Policing Act would revamp legal protections for police, create a national database for excessive force episodes, and set new standards for police training. Now, President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. At a meeting yesterday with law enforcement officials, he said this has been a very good year for what he called less crime.
Put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany yesterday at a White House news briefing.
What I would say is the president has recognized that the protests have largely been peaceful. Why have they been peaceful? It's because of the actions taken by this administration. If you'll notice, Minneapolis was in chaos until the National Guard came in, and then it was.
For more on the story, visit our website at VOA News. This is VOA News. New York lawmakers are poised to overhaul a decades-old law protecting police disciplinary records that has long been among the nation's most secretive. The Democrat-led legislature plans to pass a repeal of the law as part of the changes that also ban officers from subduing people with chokeholds. Governor Andrew Cuomo said that he intends to sign the legislation and that police officers deserve the same scrutiny as other government employees like teachers. Police unions say releasing such records could jeopardize officers' safety and allow even frivolous claims to damage their reputation. Nearly 407,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. Now that figure is 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is more than 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro residents slowly return to their famous beaches to enjoy the sun and sea after social distancing protocols were relaxed. Brazil is currently reporting second to the United States in reported coronavirus cases and third in the number of deaths. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the gravity of the epidemic and criticized lockdowns for paralyzing the economy and causing widespread unemployment and hardship. Hundreds of activists and ordinary citizens in Hong Kong marked the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement by staging protests in seven shopping malls across the Asian financial hub and the downtown business district on Tuesday. The throng of demonstrators chanted pro-democracy slogans and displayed banners saying Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong revolution for our times. U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Britain's Prince Andrew are sniping at one another across the Atlantic over the royal's failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
His lawyers say in the statement he's offered three times this year to speak with the U.S. team after being assured that he's not and never has been a target of their criminal investigations into Epstein, while the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jeffrey S. Berman, has issued a statement saying the prince has tried to falsely portray himself to the public as eager and willing to cooperate, even as he's repeatedly declined to schedule an interview. Attorney General William Barr has recently said prosecutors are not seeking to extradite Andrew.
Charles de Ledesma reporting. North Korea has demonstrated that it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. North Korea has been escalating pressure against the South for failing to stop activists. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.